Huh? What are you still doing here? I thought you were headed back to the lodge with everyone else. Did you drop your phone or something? What do you mean you want to ski some more? What happened to being tired? No, you're not coming with me. Just go back to the lodge. We're here for the rest of the week, so you'll have plenty more time to ski. Because I wanted to ski a bit on my own. Besides, I actually wanted to do one of the harder slopes, not continue to babysit my friend's younger brother while he bumbles down the bunny hill. I can't just leave you to ski on your own. The one time I don't watch you is the one time that you'll get hurt. I'm sure of it. Fine. You're so persistent. All right. We'll do two more of the easy slope, and then after that, you're going back with everyone else and leaving me to ski alone for a bit, okay? All right, let's go. We're wasting daylight. You got everything? Your poles? What about... Your boot isn't even done up all the way. I showed you how to put them on, didn't I? Were you not listening? Here. There. Got it. Everything else looks good. You're good. Mm-hmm. So, are you enjoying the trip so far? Oh, good. Great. Me? Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I kinda wish I was actually invited because I was wanted, but whatever. Hmm? Oh, never mind. I'm just being dramatic. It's a fun trip. I like skiing. Yeah? It's growing on you, huh? Honestly, I thought you were gonna call it quits yesterday after you fell. Oh, you totally did. I saw you eat it so many times. Don't lie. Well, we'll just have to ask your family when we get back, won't we? See if they remember you falling over. Hey, it's not my fault. I'm a good teacher. You just didn't listen when I was teaching you stuff. Oh, you were not listening, because if you were, you would have actually done what I said. You're a pain. Stop annoying me, or else you're taking the fast way back to the bottom of the slope. Okay? This is why I don't want you to come up with me. You're so chatty and... Oh, smiley. Like, annoying. We stopped? No, don't worry. This happens from time to time. Sometimes they stop the lift midway if they have to fix something, or if they have to stop for someone, or something. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine, probably. It'll be back any second now, I'm sure. Uh-huh. What? Don't tell me you're afraid of heights or something. What, are you scared of being way up high with a really long way down beneath us on a wobbly, shaking lift? Me? I'm not scared of heights. The only thing that I'm scared of is the fact that I'm stuck up here with a dork like you. No, I can't say this has ever happened before in all my years of skiing, but that just means, okay, I don't really know what it means, but just relax, okay? You're making me dizzy with all your yapping. Hey, sit still. You're shaking the lift. Just chill. God. I'm not scared of heights, okay? I just don't like them. That's all. Would you stop talking about heights, please? Okay, fine, fine. I'm scared of heights. It's a phobia. I've had it forever, and it sucks, and it's stupid, and it's not logical. I know that it doesn't make any sense, but yes, I'm scared of heights. Yeah, laugh it up. I know. I'm not so tough anymore. Har, har, har. I bet it's hilarious for you. Well, no, I don't like ski lifts at all, but they usually go up pretty fast, so I don't have to think about how high up I am, and the skiing itself is fine. But when I'm on a rope bridge, or a wobbly, unstable ski lift, then... Oh, God. It's not coming back on, is it? We're actually stuck up here. Okay, I'm trying not to freak out. No. I'll be fine. I just need to calm down. I think I'm just panicking a little. Damn. Okay, can you, could you just hold my hand, please? No, I'm totally serious, actually. I'm really scared right now. Please, can you just hold it? Shut up, that's not helping. I am trying to breathe slowly. It's just not working. Oh God, why did this have to happen? What are you doing? Yeah, I can see you're wrapping your arm around my waist, but why are you doing that? Okay. I guess it is helping a little. Just, don't pull away, please. Yeah. I'm okay. At least a little bit more than I was. It does feel better when you hold me. I feel more, stable, I guess. No, you're very sweet. I don't think that you can do anything more to help. I mean, is it all right if I, wrap my arms around your waist, too? Just to feel like I'm holding on to something? Thank you. Yeah, I know I'm sorry that you have to see me like this. I don't know why this happens. I've never been scared of spiders or mice or bugs or the ocean or anything but heights. It just terrifies me. Look, I appreciate you talking to me, but maybe we could talk about something other than heights. I would just rather get my mind off it, if that's okay. Yeah, that's true. We could probably talk for hours about how awkward you looked going down the practice slope. And I'm not gonna lie, I may or may not have been filming while you did it. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. I filmed your sister and then I just saw you looking like a baby giraffe. I had to save it. I'm sorry. Oh, I can't promise I won't share it with anyone. I mean, at least your sister can see it, right? No. Don't take your hands off me, please. Fine, I'm sorry. I'll keep it to myself. I won't send it to anyone. Just let me have it for a rainy day when I'm sad, okay? And obviously I'm gonna send it to you sometimes at random intervals. But that's okay, right? Oh, come on. I'm your older sister's best friend. I'm meant to make fun of you and tease you. It's like the law, isn't it? Hey, I don't make the rules. I just follow them very, very closely. And just be thankful I didn't record you going down the actual slope the first time, because that was hilarious. Oh, come on. It was funny. Hey, I didn't think I needed to tell you that you were meant to stay between the flags that clearly mark the boundaries of the slope. How was I supposed to know that you would just veer off to the side? Oh, don't give me that. We both know you saw the little mound of snow and wanted to do a sick little jump. Well, you certainly showed off. You know, when you flew off the end and fell head first into the snow, I was very impressed. Whoa, I did not rush to your rescue, okay? I just so happened to be the closest person, and I didn't come to save you. It was just a courtesy check. Oh my God, you're literally impossible. I did not. The only nice thing I did was hold back from laughing when I pulled you face first out of the snow. And you just had the most confused look on your face, like you couldn't figure out what went wrong. All while the chunks of snow just fell off your face. Hey, just be glad I bought you a pair of snow goggles, even though you were so confident you didn't need them. Speaking of which, you owe me $30. That's true. I suppose you have been very sweet to me while we've been stuck up here. So, I'll knock $10 off your total. I'm just kidding. We're even. In fact, I would say that I owe you one. Don't give me that look. That look, that cheeky smile. Ugh, you're being all cute. It's annoying. Stop. You're gonna make me like you if you keep this up. Oh, yeah? You figured out how to cash in on your newly acquired favor? All right, let's hear it. What's the damage? You want me to give you a cuddle? Okay, get over here then. Yeah, let's do it. Come here, dork. Unless you're too afraid. There it is. What? You didn't expect me to actually hug you, did you? Well, I try to always be unpredictable. I just adore keeping people guessing, and besides, I like the confidence. Asking me straight up to cuddle you? That was pretty brave. I didn't think that you had it in you. I guess I'm not the only one who's unpredictable, huh? Well, I think that cuddling didn't quite use up that favor. I think I still owe you one. Yes, and I would be lying if I said that cuddle wasn't mutually gratifying. You're so cute when you're flustered. You can't even leave because, we're stuck. Oh, thank God. Perfect timing, huh? Whew, I thought that we might be stuck up here together forever. Huh? Oh no, I'm not gonna cuddle you anymore now. The lift is moving. Instead, I'm gonna save the cuddling for when we're back at the lodge. Nah, if I'm real, I think I had my fill of skiing and being on this stupid lift. Let's just ride it back down and get back to the lodge. And then we can, cuddle? Curl up next to the fire. I promise I won't watch the video of you falling too many times. Yes, there'll be lots of cuddling and snuggles and, well, at least three viewings of the video. God, you're so cute. I hate it. You're so annoying. I'm gonna have to cuddle you so hard that you pass out. Then I'll finally get some peace and quiet. And then, maybe tomorrow we can hit the slopes again. I can teach you some of my more advanced moves, so then you can actually show off and impress me. Well, you certainly impressed me today. I mean, not with your skiing skills, but rather how sweet you are and how brave you can be. I like this side of you, cutie. And I can't wait to have you all alone, snuggled up right in front of the fire. It'll be a nice way to end this day, that's for sure. We're finally back. It's so nice to be warm and cozy and not very, very high into the air. I can't even think about it. That was so scary. Yeah, well, your sister texted me and said that they're all at dinner. I guess we miss them. So we have the place to ourselves for at least an hour. Yeah, I was serious about what I said. Let's cuddle. But first, let's get out of these clothes because they're all wet. You look so nervous. What's wrong? Are you scared if I take off my clothes that you're gonna get hard or something? Oh, it's okay. I don't mind if you do. And if I'm real with you, when we were up on that ski lift, I know that it was taking everything in you not to rub up against me. No, it's not a big deal. Listen, I like it. I guess I find you endearingly cute. And I like how openly you want me. It kind of makes me feel some type of way. Anyway, are you gonna turn around? Are you gonna watch? You're gonna watch. Okay, you keep surprising me today. All right. Well, first let's get these pants all the way down. God, these are so thick, but still, my legs are freezing. And the super tight top. Actually, you want to see something fun? Watch when I pull it up, my boobs are gonna bounce out of it. What do they call that? A titty drop or something? Ready? Watch. Isn't that cool? It's the little things, right? Oh my God, dude. Look at you. Why don't you take some of your clothes off too? You gotta be getting hot. Not just because you're looking at me, but because we're inside now. Don't be shy. It's okay. Like I said, we have time. Your sister gave me her location, so I can see exactly where they are. They're not coming back yet. Oh, looks like you're No, I'm not making fun of you at all, I promise. But you're definitely, definitely hard. And that does not look like the kind of boner that just happened. It looks like you've been hard for a minute. Oh, no. I like it. Don't worry. I like it a lot, actually. Actually, I have a little idea. Well, you know how I said that I owed you one? What if we cuddle like this in my bra and panties and just you and your boxers? And we'll get dressed right after. Yeah? Come in the bed with me. And get under the blankets. There we go. And get nice and close to me. I'm cold still. I need your warmth. Perfect. Don't be scared. It's okay. You could put your hands on me wherever you want. I feel one of your hands resting real gently on my tummy, but I know that you want to move it up a bit. It's okay. You know, boobs are phenomenal hand warmers. Why don't you just move your hand up a little bit? And slide it under my bra and let my boobs warm you. How about that? There you go. Careful, don't come in your pants. Fuck, you're adorable. And your other hand is really, really comfy on my thigh, but I feel like you want to move it up a little. Yeah, do you? Why don't you do it? Come on. Move your hand up just a little bit more. Yeah, just on the outside of my panties like that. Can you feel the outline of my pussy lips? Do you like it? Oh. I like it too. You know, you really are a fucking cutie pie. Yes, you are. And as much as I make fun of you, I do have a bit of a crush on you. Believe it or not, dorks like you are my favorite. Yeah, no, I don't want some hardcore guy. I want someone sweet who appreciates me, who believes that I deserve to be treated like a queen. And you believe that, don't you? Good boy. Why don't you push those panties to the side and see if you touching my boob has made me wet. Oh. Yeah. You feel all that wetness? Come on, baby, slide your finger inside. It'll be really warm in there, I promise. There you go. Fuck, that feels good. Oh my god. Yeah, you like that? You like feeling my body react to your touch? Fuck. Oh, fuck, that feels really good. You can add another finger. And hey, look at me. Put your lips on mine. Yeah. Just like that. Put your fucking tongue in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Shut up. Yeah, I'm blushing because I'm fucking horny now. Oh, fuck. Keep fucking my pussy with your fingers like that. Come on. What? Oh my god, you are fucking bold. Yeah? You think your cock would feel better inside my pussy? What's wrong? Is your cock cold? You want to warm it up? Oh, you think it'll feel better for me? Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Here, I'm gonna lay on my back, okay? You know the mating press position with my legs up? Yeah. Why don't we try that, baby? Yeah, come on. I said that I owed you one. Why don't you stick that hard cock inside me instead? You want to feel me squirt all over it, don't you? Good boy. Come on, baby. There you go. Now, slide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's it. Fuck, that feels really fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. Just like that. There you go. Oh my god, fuck, I never imagined that your cock would be inside me, did you? Oh yeah, you did? Oh, you're fucking bold, aren't you? You thought about this a lot, yeah? Okay, well, if we're being honest, me too. Yeah. Last night when I was in the shower, I took the shower head down and I held it on my clit. Oh, and I thought about your fucking cute face. Oh, I thought about riding it. Oh god. I'm not gonna lie, your dick is even better. Yeah. Come on, baby, fuck faster. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, I'm always such a fucking tease, aren't I? Come on. Show me how you want to treat me, baby. Uh-huh. That's it. There you go. Oh, fuck. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Oh, God. Oh, just like that. Yeah, just like a little fucking fleshlight. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my pussy's leaking everywhere. Goddamn. Your dick feels fucking perfect. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me while you fuck me. Yeah. Good boy. 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 Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Come inside me. Be a good boy and fill my fucking pussy up, baby. Fill my fucking pussy up. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, I'm nice and warmed up now. Yeah, you too. Oh, I'm glad. Well, we still have, what, like 30 minutes till they're back. Why don't we take a shower together, and I'll show you what I was doing with the shower head. But maybe this time we can replace the shower head with your face. Yeah? Sounds perfect to me. I think this is going to be the most fun I've ever had on a ski trip. And I think the same for you, even if you do fall down every 5 minutes. All right, let's go.